Blog Talk Radio. everybody, we're live tonight. It is the Marijuana Happy Hour, the happiest hour on Radio Life. It's just a fantasy. Nothing but a fantasy, yeah, baby. It is AM 470, cruising along, broadcasting from the desert where the aliens reside. Nevada. Nevada is where the aliens are coming from. Nevada. It's where Johnny Cush is. Do you know what I'm here for now? I know I finally found my calling in life. As I am your podcast savior, I am a podcast god. And I'm sending my only son, which is me, to Earth to destroy the podcasts that are wreaking havoc on us hard-working, creative, upstanding members of society. We're here. We're queer. And we're proud, aren't we? Aren't we proud? We're here, we're queer, we're proud. We're super proud tonight. We're getting proud. It's crazy. I think maybe I'll stick my dick in a hole later. I don't know. Maybe something else. I don't know. I'm doing something else tonight. I went on this FetLife.com. FetLife, which is a fetish lifestyle place, and I'm going to an S&M party later tonight, and I'm very excited. Very excited. I'll tell you about that tomorrow after. Now, we had the lovely Sarah stop by last night, yes. The lovely Sarah, she came by. She was so ready to go home. She got me taken care of. She gave me the best blowjob I've had probably in 30 years since Portia. Literally, she came over. She goes, you want me to blow you or you want me to fuck you? And I was like, I'll take the blow. Drop my pants right there. Just shut the door. Right there in my kitchen. She dropped her knees. She gave me a blowjob that lasted, I don't know, about 27 seconds. It was insane. These girls are pros. She got up, spit it in the sink. Spit my load in the sink. She goes, God damn, them loads are horrible. That is the worst load I've ever tasted. I go, I know. They told me to eat a lot of honey and to drink a lot of fruit juices. So next time you come over, my sperm should taste a lot better. Should be able to gut that, no problem, like a Copenhagen. But anyways, give us a call at 6, what is our number? 515-605. 9354 is the number to call in tonight. You also can get in on the chats. I'll read a few chats tonight if I feel like it. I don't know. The chat board's fucking going nuts with trolls, so give us a call if you want to get in on the action tonight. If not, kick back, relax, and enjoy a night. I'll listen to a guy that's extremely stoned. So tonight I've been smoking this brand new weed I just got. He just sent me over from our good friends at Greenlight. They sent over some lemon cookies, and it really, really is a cool, kind of a mellow, it's a good weed to smoke if you're very angry. So I've been reaching out to some podcasts and the people that are getting trolled very heavily right now. There's a lot of people that are putting out shows that are being trolled. And the one I want to bring up tonight is the Steel Toe Radio Show. These guys get more shit than anybody I've seen in a long time. And guess where it started? It started with, who are these podcasts making fun of these guys? So it's a guy and his wife. I'm not going to play their podcast because I don't play other people's material on my show. I do my own material because it's my show. And we do our own material. We don't play other shows' material. We don't get into that. And I got something else I want to get into, too. This thing with Carl goes back way longer than anybody knows. And Carl knows. How do you think this weird little podcast popped up? I beat this guy before. I beat him bad. where he didn't come back. He didn't come back for a while. He didn't come back for years. And he came back. He worked for 6 straight years, brought up his audience to come and take me down, to come and take the podcast God down. You're taking God down, coming after God. Like, you're not going to destroy me. I'm God. I'm a podcast God. And you are just merely mortal and human. You are nothing compared to me. Nothing. Goes back a long time, this little rivalry. When he was being a little bitch. And our team is searching to some of our earlier episodes in the archives. We're going through his archive because I'm pretty sure he used to come out on the show. He used to come on my show back in the day and call in. And we are looking feverishly for his calls when he was a little zit-faced kid calling into my program. Because you're a punk. A little punk kid compared to me. You're not the podcast. I'm the God. I'm the best podcaster in the world. The numbers prove it. So since you made fun of me the other night, since you tried to destroy me, you tried to say you're trolls, you hacked my board, you hacked on my social media sites that, quite frankly, I don't use. So that Instagram that's out there is completely fake. Completely fake Instagram. We do not have an Instagram. We do not have a TikTok channel. And we do not have a Rumble channel. We don't have any of these channels. The only channel we have is the channel we broadcast on Blog Talk Radio Live. And then as of last night and tonight, you can hear after the show, a new Spotify, exclusive Spotify show for Spotify users only. Nobody else, no downloads. You're not going to download it and hear it anywhere else. The only place you're going to hear it is on Spotify. And the only place you're going to hear this, the easiest place to find it is on Blog Talk Radio, but it is on over 2,000 different distribution sites. I know we keep going over that. I know. It's a tough night tonight. Really fucking high. So, yeah, I know. Big pause there, huh? You bleed. I was going to come on tonight and say it was squashed. We do kind of have the problem taken care of. We do have some people working on it, but what I wanted to really get into is the Steel Toe guy. Okay, I used to do a real radio show for years up in Minneapolis. Beloved by millions. He was the guy. He was the morning guy, him and his wife. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my God, she's hot. This nerdy guy is married to this hot-ass chick, and he's trying to pretend he's a cool guy. I'm a cool guy. And at first I watched it, I'm like, you know, this guy's kind of cheesy. This guy's just a fucking another radio fucking cuck. The guy lives by the radio rules. What are the radio rules? I know them all, and I break them all. I got to. I got to break them all. Anyways, it's getting so bad. You have fucked with this guy so bad. I feel so bad for this guy because he's a weak man. He's a weak man, and he can't handle people saying shit to him. Let's be honest. This guy was on the regular radio. He'd have a call screener, so if somebody called in and didn't like him, they would just hang up on him. Well, you can't screen the internet. You can't screen call your internet. So these guys are trying to do a show. This poor guy, he has no other skills in life than doing radio. He goes on the line. He's pulling in 10,000, 12,000 views here and there. And he's maybe generating a couple $2,000-$3,000 a month in income, but enough income to make it worth his time at least. And it's just guys, these trolls from who are these pricks? Who are these pricks? And they started it all. They started making fun of him. And the other guy that made fun of him, and to a point where there's a group here. Okay, there's a group. And I call them, I call them podcast terrorists. There's a group, and we know who you are. And we know where it's coming from, and I know exactly what's going on with you guys. It's simple. It's this Saison Z. It's this red bar, not red band, red bar. I love red band. How can anybody hate red band? It's red bar. It's who are these pricks? And it's Saison Z. Saison Z is not even real. Saison Z is it's an imaginary tool in your head that breaks. So we know who you are. We know exactly how many people you are. We know who the tough guys are in the group. We know who the smart guys are in the group. And we know who the group is. We have your mailer. We have your information. We have, honestly, we have all your passwords. Honestly, we have, oh boy, I know, I have your real Facebook that I'm logged into right now that I can type anything I want to. And how do I have all this information? How do I have all this information? Well, who are these pricks? I have this information because last night I went on and I said, I'll double anybody's salary. And until the reveal, until the real truth comes out and we get to kick back in our lawn chairs, look out to the western sky, I just feel good. Just feel good. We're going to sit there and we're going to smoke a cigar and we're going to drink a beer or drink the finest scotch as we watch it, as we watch our plan come into fruition. As you go out and you make fun and you try to destroy somebody, well, this man steel toe for mental abuse from Red Bar, Saison Z, and who are these pricks, got into the guy's mind. Today, he's on Twitter. And not only is he want to fight people, he's going to pay for you to come out and fight him. You've driven this man to a point, this evil-keeled, politically correct guy just trying to do a show, having some friends on, some comedians, just an overall talented radio guy, years in the business. And it's gotten pushed to trolls to a point where he wants to pay people to come to Minneapolis and physically fight him. Well, Steel Toe, I'm here to save you. Guess what, Stuttering John, I'm here to save you. Guess what, OP Radio, I'm here to save you. I'm here to fight, and I'm here to bring who are these pricks. Who, there is a mutiny. There's a mutiny in your staff. And I said, everybody, too, that we've signed deals with on your staff, that we're not bringing them in for 30 days. We want you to pretend. We gave everybody an extra $5,000 on top of their signing bonus to stay for 30 days and to gather as much info, passwords, bank accounts. Your right-hand man. Is he your right-hand man or is he my right-hand man now? Are the investors worried? Ooh, hope that house payment's not too high. It's going to be tough when you come to the studio this day. On this date, this will happen. You're going to come to your studio and your staff's going to be gone. Nobody's going to show up. Nobody's going to call you. You're going to be blocked by everybody. Everybody that's worked for you, everybody that's going to turn on you. Now, there's a couple that haven't called yet, and I'm surprised. I thought they'd be the first to call, but we got a couple of guys that we thought would call, but they did. So we got two guys. There's two loyal guys on your side. I don't know if they're loyal or we just didn't get the right information. But I'm sitting here looking at this file, this hard drive now, that my private investigators have come across. And we are signing your staff. There's somebody that's very, very close to you that I offered a insane salary to, and they have taken it. See, these guys that have sat and laughed with you and laughed at your jokes that aren't funny and just laughed at your unfunny show. But seriously, all you've done is shit on people for 6 years. And you've paid these guys nothing. These guys, I talked to a couple of your guys that are on there like all the time. So I says, well, what's he paying you? And they're like, nothing. We get exposure for our podcast. There's a certain female that comes on all the time. Like, he's got to pay you, right? The cute red hair and those nice perky tits. He's got to pay you something. Oh, no, I just go on for exposure. Well, guess what? I don't pay in exposure. I pay in cash. And when you pay in cash, people show up. There's members on your staff right now that have already turned on you and pretending not to. And like I said, you're going to come in to do that show one day. And I told you the date. You'll have to go back and come back to all the other podcasts, and you're going to have to figure out when that date was. Man, this is tough, Carl. It's going to be tough. But this day, we're all going to be in Las Vegas, all of the people that have been harmed by your podcast and your words and your ridicule and your gaslighting. We're all going to smoke a cigar. We're all going to put our drinks in the air, and we are going to smile, and we are going to laugh. And all those people that you think you're friends that hate your fucking gut. I sat and talked to a guy last night for 3 hours after I broadcast that works for you. You are not a nice guy. You seem like this nice, even-keeled guy. Apparently, this guy's an animal behind the scenes, from what I've heard. Insane what he does over there to these people and over we are these pricks. It's just insane how evil this guy is. I was like, wow, I had no idea there was that much resentment. There's so much resentment there. I got a lot of these guys cheap. A lot of these guys came over cheap, and they came over with secrets, and they've come over with everything. They're taking everything. IPs, we got everything. We bought the show, basically, but backhandedly. And is it going to happen tomorrow before the show? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe. Look around the room. Who's in the little boxes today, Carl? Are these people your friends? Are these people bowing to the God? The podcast God, known as Johnny Cush. The new religion of the internet. The religion of broadcasting is the marijuana happy hour. Who knew? I knew. First time I smoked pot with PCP in it, I believe I was 11 years old. And he told me, one day you'll be a broadcasting god. This sky's open. And they told me that. And I said, okay. And I worked at it. Then I went in and I did a radio show every day for 10 years straight. 10 years straight. I did it not a night off for 10 years straight to work on my broadcasting skills to be not only the best, to be the podcast god, to save guys like Steel Toe. And we know the list. There's other ones I'm not even going to mention yet because these guys came in and when I told them what we were doing, everybody's chipped in financially. The money isn't just coming from me. See, when you have over 200 podcasts that you've shit on, you have 200 people that don't like you. It's not that hard to pay your staff now. It's going to be weird. The best thing that's going to happen, though, is like when we like take over the YouTube channel and go live. That time, because there's a lot of shit that doesn't, that we know that's going on behind the scenes that apparently he doesn't. But we're paying your staff and they're all coming. Ooh, it's going to be weird. But what we're going to do, I can't wait. I can't wait. This is going to be the greatest night of my broadcasting career. Is the night I go on his Facebook page and his YouTube channel and his Twitter and everywhere and broadcast live. And that's the night that all podcasts will realize that I'm a fighter for justice. I'm a fighter for mental health. I'm a fighter for you, the American people, to rid scumbags that have done nothing, that are making millions of dollars ridiculing and bullying. He's a bully. What happened is a bully. He bullied everybody. He kicked everybody's ass. The problem was is I bullied him to begin with. I made him who he is today. He called into that goddamn show every night. He called in every night. The year was 2008, and he called in every night. We're finding the tapes, and we will play those. But I will not sit and play anybody else's show and make fun of it. That's not what we do here. What we do is we create original content. And you, what you've done is you've put the show back quite a bit by pulling this little stunt on me. Because now I have a purpose. It's like, fuck, I get up, I got all these fucking emails, I got all these fucking guys that are just broken and pissed off. Like I said, one guy, Steel Toe's trying to fight guys. And what I'm telling Steel Toe, and what I'm telling these guys that have been pushed to a brink by these trolls, I know who their leader is. And quite frankly, I created him. He's one of mine. I know. Sometimes your protégés, the people you teach, some people that you give fur coats to, you know, there's a fur coat floating around out there, and we know who wears it. This is way too inside baseball for most people, so I'm not really going to share this or anything tonight because way too inside of baseball, but our plan is working. It's like, don't you find it odd, Carl, that your staff brought my show in that quickly? Found this guy where doesn't even have 3 listeners a night. Just automatically just appeared on your radar. How do you think that happened? Your staff has been paid for way before you came after me. At 1:44 tomorrow, 1:34, Saturday afternoon tomorrow, you're going to hear this podcast at that time. And you're going to realize that all these people around you are about ready to fuck you. And they're about ready to fuck you really hard. See, I made my money when I was a teenager. See, because when I love something, I go after it, and I work so hard. What I loved is money, and I went and got it. And what I love more than anything else, and I'm going to try till the day I die, is broadcasting. This is what I love to do. And for you to try to challenge my reputation, to pick on me, you think that it came from out of the blue? Oh, look, we just found this guy. Found this guy. Posted shit about you. He's talking shit. We've lured you in. We're exposing you. Steel Toe is exposing you. See, what guys like you and Red Bar and Saison Z do, what you guys do, is you take talented people's shit and you shit on it. All right? It's weird, isn't it? Is this weird how you shit on something? And even though you shit on me for an hour straight, one thing I learned is I'm a funny motherfucker. Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. But I keep rambling. It's a small victory. But what I want to watch is I want to watch your shows. Because there's a walkout happening. We don't know. I could be lying altogether, couldn't I? I could just be completely lying and never talk to any of your staff. But what if I'm not? I know you've had your goons listen to my podcast. I know you verified everything. I know you've seen the porn videos. I know you've seen the videos, all of it. You've seen it all. You have all the info because you know who I am because you called me 15 fucking years ago. You know me. I know you. We've hung out. So let's not beat around the bush. I know who you are. And I know you know RTG. And I know you know it's a huge problem. RTG's been stabbing me in the back for a long time. Still doesn't return the fur coat, though. Still enjoys the labor of that. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. Maybe. I don't know what we're doing. What the fuck is going on here? It's so fun when a plan comes together. And it just takes – it didn't really take a lot of money. I was prepared to pay a lot more. But what's happening over there, I guess Carl takes the lion's share. And these other people are forced to go out even though that they're making – let's be honest. It's not him that makes the show. He's just – I don't want to get into it. I've got into it. Now I've ruined the whole fucking show again. I wasn't even going to talk about it. I had a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. But one thing that has happened – the numbers from last night, 317,241. So I guess making fun of me is kind of backfired on you. I've gained 100,000 listeners. Well, thanks. Who are these pricks? Very impressive. Very impressed. Blog Talk Radio was very happy. They sent me the report, and they're like, way to go. Way to go, they said. Way to go. I got a congratulations slap on the back. We had 300,000 listeners. But the day, when the day comes, it's going to be the greatest podcast event in the history of podcasts. Now, we came together, we put a fund together, and we're hiring more people. Let's just say maybe there's kind of an offer out there for one Jules, maybe a Jules. I don't know how much your alcoholic hairpiece boyfriend pays you, or husband, or whatever he is over there. I mean, we can talk. Like I said, we're doubling salaries over here, making dreams come true. Imagine the new compound once it's built. I have a vision, and it will be built. That will have housing, podcasting, and a lot of weed smoking going on there. But like I said, you know, maybe a certain someone that, you know, edits some videos, or maybe somebody that's, you know, compounded wants to maybe, you know, make some money, come over to the new network, the new server, the new everything. Maybe there's people out there that want to make some money. Maybe sitting off camera watching an alcoholic drink, being a secondary citizen when you could be the number one co-host on our show, and we'll show you, pay you. We'll hire a makeup artist. We'll hire one of those pedicurists to clamp down those dragon claws or whatever you have down there. I heard that's why his face is always scratched on the air. It's the lion claw toenails of hers. Oh, that's just industry gib-gab. Who knows? You know, maybe you want to make some money. I tell you what, who are these pricks crew? They folded quicker than a goddamn folding chair after a wedding because they wanted to save your deposit. These fuckers, there's no loyalty in this business. Cash is king. Godly cash is king. I got money. I got lots of money. I got a lot of stupid money to throw around. These baseball parlays this summer alone have put me in retirement. I fucking went off this summer. Holy shit. So I got stupid. I'm buying my way into this. You know, I could have maybe called into your show. Maybe we could have a wrestling match. Maybe we could talk to your potato. I don't know. But I think it hit you. I think it's hit you this week. Flashbacks of when you used to call my show. Remember Rocknet? Remember Rockwall? Remember the number four? Remember the number four? Okay. That's very deep, very inside. This is a very special message to somebody. Do you remember number four? You do, don't you? Mm-hmm. So anyways, the destruction will begin, and we shall drink and we shall smoke cigars on a very special day, the day where the mutiny and the terror, where I go live on all of your platforms, I pirate every single thing you have. And we will all be here, all of us, Steel Toe, Stuttering John, the whole group. Every ghost, every soul that you've torched, they're coming back, baby, and they're coming for you. Can't wait. I can't wait tomorrow till 1:34 when he finally hears it. He's going to hear it tomorrow at 1:34. That's what I told him. told. I told the worms inside of the organization to get the information to him tomorrow at 1:34. So at 1:34, he's going to find out that his crew is compromised. That his passwords have been compromised because his crew sold them out cheaper than fucking AC/DC t-shirts at Walmart. Holy shit. These people were cheap to buy. Gets me hard just thinking about how easy this is. I know. And then what's your God? And I have this whole new crew that can do research and everything for me and work for me. And we'll check our numbers, won't we? We'll see things how things go. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of weird because for the first time ever, the United States came in at number 3 behind France and Germany. We had 87,000 unique views from the United States. So, and before you guys take credit for it, I've talked to a lot of other podcasts. We got a lot of people listening. We have a lot of audiences listening. When you have a lot of people that are depending on me to spread the wealth and to rid the world of Saison Z's and red bars and who are these pricks? We have a fund. It's called the Revenge Fund. And like I said, we don't hurt you physically. We won't come to your house and we're not going to stalk you. We're not going to commit any crimes. What we're going to do is we're going to pay people a fair wage and they're going to give me all your information. It says, because you're a cheap prick. Prick. You know, you made fun of me the other day about you said there's no cars that cost $100,000. I'm like, have you seen a Suburban? Maybe a Jeep Grand Cherokee Wagoneer. Maybe, I don't know, any Porsche. It's over $100,000. Even the Jeep family, Jaguars, even Escalades are almost $120,000. Navigators are clearly $100,000. So when I'm saying that those trucks are $100,000, they are. You know, I'm crazy. I don't know how much cars cost. Okay. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Because that day that those guys were laughing at you while you were doing my show, we were laughing with you and coming up with jokes, and they fed you every clip that I fed them. I sent the clips. They didn't even have to cut them. They didn't cut the clips. I sent them. So you're insane. I'm insane, right? Yeah. Technically, I didn't come out of the nut house a week ago, so maybe I'm a little crazy. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm not, though. Like I said, not much of a liar. But hang in there, Steel Toe, man. I feel for you. Those trolls sometimes can get you. But you don't need to be fighting anybody. But, yeah, I mean, it does get old, I guess, when you got to go online and see all these creeps talking about your wife's tits or beautiful legs or her luscious blonde hair or luscious red lips. When she wears the red lipstick, it drives me crazy. Steel Toe, having a threesome. All day. Poor guy. Just like me. We're just dreamers. Just want to do radio shows. Want to entertain people. We love sitting in a room alone, talking to hundreds of thousands of people every night. It's weird. It's just, like I said, God came to me and they said, you're here to save podcasting. It's gotten out of hand. And the first thing we're doing is taking up people that are trying to fuck me from my past. It took me a while to figure it out. It did. It took me a while because I don't want to give too much away. See, that's the problem is I get stoned and I get a little too chatty. But like I said, I'm not I don't Pearl Harbor anybody, man. The attack is coming. I've paid you guys. I've signed everybody that supposedly loves and works for you. But the big offer, the big snatch out there would be, you know what I'm saying. All right. Enough about that. Like I said, we'll have some of these guys on, and I forgot to go to the phones, and I forgot to go to the chats tonight. Shit. All right. I'm so fired up. So, yeah, I'm going to a S&M dungeon tonight. I just want to see what it's like. I've never been to an S&M dungeon. I've been to swingers clubs. I've been to, literally, if you want to get laid, it's not hard. It's not hard. It really isn't. And that's what all the guys do. The first thing they ask, like all the rock stars, is like, what was the sex like? Did you get a lot of sex? And you whistle every time you say sex. Sex. And when I try to do it, sex. He said sex. He's doing some sex. Nobody likes a guy that gets laid. Nobody. Nobody likes a guy that gets laid every night because you sit in bed next to your shit wife. Or your shit girlfriend, or your shit boyfriend, or whatever you're laying next to, that you don't even want to, you can't even stand their smell anymore. And you got to listen to somebody like me that's going out and having fun every night, and you don't like it. You don't think it's real because in your mind it can't exist. Come to my place for 1 week, and I'll get you laid 7 times. I'll fuck you if I have to. You know, you never know. Oh my God, why did I do this tonight? I told myself before I went on I'm not going to talk about it. I was going to go it's handled, but no, what I want to do is what I really wanted to see is hopefully the film tomorrow at 1:34 afternoon. I hope they show the look on his face when they play on this clip that I made just for him secretly. It's going to come into his Elon, 1:34. And it's going to shake him because we found something. Ooh. Like a little kid waiting for Christmas. It's like, what time is it there? Where is he? I think he's out in Boston, so it's 5. So we got 7. We got 8 hours and 34 minutes to wait for this to go down, and I can't wait. Oh, I wish I could see his face. But the best thing is when they're in the middle of the show and everybody just gets up and leaves, gets on a private airplane, comes out and works, and then flies home on weekends on a private jet. See, I have one thing that you don't have. Is I have fuck you money, and I got fuck you money from people that wanted to say fuck you to you. And you don't tell people to fuck off anymore. No, you fuck them off. Money can buy anything. Money has bought your crew. But I want to thank everybody from South Africa, France, of course, Thailand, Germany, Canada. You guys are the best. And I want to welcome the new American audience. Hey, America. Finally. You're like, whoa, where did this guy come from? Why haven't I been hearing him? Well, because of pricks. Like, who are these pricks? By jealous former stalkers that are out to get me. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. So I'll guarantee you one thing. You'll not hear or see me on Who Are These Podcasts ever again. You'll never hear the word marijuana happy hour ever come out of Carl's mouth ever again. Because when that does come out of his mouth, because marijuana happy hour, you'd be sitting at his house crying. Oh, I thought these people were my friends. All these people that I've used and made money off of and done nothing for. All these people that have helped me buy this home. One day just got up and left for money. Because I'm a greedy prick and can't pay my staff. I'm a greedy prick and don't pay anything for anything but himself. Well, guess what, people around here want to get paid, motherfucker, and they're getting paid. Getting paid good. Good night. Ha, 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 ha.